Welcome back to Huskies Drive Time here on Mix 93 WKMJ. What a weekend it has been for Michigan Tech. Men's and women's basketball, they win everything at home. And Coach Kevin Luke from the men's basketball team is with us. Congratulations, Coach. Man, you guys are playing really well right now.
Thank you. It was nice to be home and get a little of that home court comfort. And I like the way our guys played this weekend. It was fun to see how we got a little bit better and we felt a little more comfortable at home. And I do think that was a remedy for our situation the previous week.
Well, you played Finley, a very tough team, always in our league, and they came in here on Thursday. And I know you wanted to obviously get things turned around in a big way, having started 0-2 in the conference, and you did that. It wasn't necessarily pretty, but your senior Ben Stelzer seemed to, you know, every time Finley made a run or got close, he kind of closed the door on him.
Yeah, you know, that was really interesting. You know, they were coming off, as you said, they've been, I don't know, it seems like they've won the conference tournament the last 27 years in a row, but they came up here a little bit angry because they had lost at home, and I thought they played very well, but I thought our guys rose to the challenge. Like you say, Ben stepped up, and we had a couple plays called at the end of the game, of which he was a part of, but they didn't turn out that way. But he sure finished the play and kind of iced the victory with his ability to shoot. And of course, that's what, you know, a senior's going to do. He's going to step up and he's going to close the door for you.
Coach, talk about the two halves. You outscore them, I think, by 11 in the first half. It was even up in the second half. Did Finley do stuff, do things better, or did just things kind of even out a little bit?
Well, that's an interesting question, Dirk. In that first half of the Finley game, you know, they were switching up defense. They did triangle and two. They did a box and one. They played 2-3. They played 3-2 and 1-3-1. So they played a lot of different defenses against us to try to get us, you know, out of rhythm, and I really thought that credit goes to, you know, Chartier and Stelzer for settling them down. And, you know, although some of those threes we took didn't make any difference what defense they were in, they were so deep, but of course we made them, but give credit to our guards because they got us into, you know, we were trying to yell things, you know, to get the balance as far as our big guys went, but our guards we're not shook in the slightest bit with those changes, and credit goes to those guys because they got us into our offenses.
Well, quarterbacks get a lot of credit in the football game, obviously, for recognizing defenses and getting their team into the right play. And I'm assuming that point guards in basketball are doing much the same thing.
Clearly, that's what you got to look at. And Jord never wavered a bit. He put us in, you know, into those offenses, and you know we executed quite well. To be honest with you, it was unbelievable because, you know, we had played them in a championship game down there last year, and they came out in the zone. So the day before, we practiced against all of those defenses, with the exception of triangle, you know, the triangle and two, which we're going to run our man-to-man offense anyway. So our guys need to have credit, for the recognition, and you know, a good quarterback / point guard is going to get you through those situations, and certainly Jordan did.
Well, you get another win on Saturday, Wayne State, always a tough team. Coach Greer, his teams play a lot like yours. They're tough nose. You know, they play good defense and try to do things the right way. And they gave you a very good game on Saturday. You were able to just kind of hold them off down the stretch there.
Yeah, you know what? It's tough to beat a team that plays like you, and they do, and they're equally as disciplined, and they're equally as solid with their systems. And, you know, it was a good, hard-fought, tough, you know, I say GLIAC game, but that's what it was. We knew they weren't going to go away, and I thought a couple times we could, you know, we could hit a couple shots to gain a little bit more separation in the 13-point lead we had at the half, and we just couldn't. And you know, the credit goes to them. They were young, like we said, they're very well coached, and they just didn't go anywhere the whole day and stuck in there, and they stuck with their game plan, and turned out to be a good game. And I was really happy with the progress of Stankowski and Heller in those contests. So it was, you know, it was nice to see, you know, better balance. Our guards shot the ball well as always, and then to have Kyle with 17 and Heller with, you know, close to double figures was awesome. And I thought our defense down the stretch was good, and I thought our finishing of the offensive execution was good also.
Coach, do you find that three-point shooting gets better usually with a team as the season goes along, or is it just kind of a hit and miss thing? Because obviously that was a big part of our win.
Yeah, you know, Dirk, that's a great question, and I don't want to say I hope it gets better, but you certainly hope it does, because if it needs to get better, that means you're not making many now. But our guys are pretty sharp in that sense, and they keep themselves up to speed. They do a lot of shooting on their own, and again, I think I mentioned that after the game the other day, those guys have put themselves in that situation, and a lot of teams wouldn't shoot as much as we do, but knowing that those guys practice so much, we give them the green light out there, and we certainly want them to stay hot, but I still believe in my heart that shooting is contagious, and if you get hot, everybody gets hot.
Coach, a little break from conference action now as you head down to Wisconsin Parkside, a very good team from the Great Lakes Valley Conference, and we've got a long-standing rivalry with them over the last, 10, 15 years. It's going to continue on Saturday. What do we know about the Rangers?
Yeah, you know what? It's going to be a tough game, probably. I don't want to say our toughest of the year, but they're, again, Coach Regal down there does a nice job with his. All those kids that we've played the last couple of years are now grown up. They're seniors, and it's going to be a tough task. It's going to be a tall order, but, that's why we do this stuff. It's going to be it's an in-region game. It's going to be a great environment. It's going to be wow, it's going to be tough, but we're going to go down there. We're going to start. We just did our stuff last night in practice. We practiced for about 45 minutes, and we're going to get on to them today. We're going at 12:30 because of exams, and we know who they are. They have a big kid in the middle, Ziggy, that's shooting some threes, but he's a load in there. He's about 6'9", 250, and we're going to have to give Kyle some help in there. I think Luke Keller can guard him, one-on-one, but we're going to have to give him some help in there, and we're going to have to, mix up some of our defenses, such as Finley did with us, to try to keep them at bay, especially at their place. But it'll be a great contest. It'll be a great game before the Christmas break, and no matter what happens, as long as we go down there and play hard, we'll be happy with what's going on.
Well, a big-time game, and Coach, finals this week, what kind of things you guys do differently to give your guys some time to focus on academics?
Well, that's another good question, and we've been kind of just, of course, Sunday was off, and yesterday we went very light, very short. After they got warmed up, we probably only went for about 45, 50 minutes max, just to give them a break mentally, for those guys to they were kind of surprised when we always end practices with free throws, and we shoot a lot of free throws at the end. So, after about, like I said, 45, 50 minutes, I said, okay, everybody spread out, and some of the guys are, holy cow, that was quick, and that's good, because it gives them a sense that we're not trying to wear them out. We know that exams are important. We know that our guys got to do well in those, so we try to keep practices short and brief and go hard for an hour, and if we can do that for the next couple of days, we'll be in good shape.
Coach, good luck this weekend. The Huskies taking on UW Parkside. West will have the call for us at 3:45, tip-off at 4, right here on Mix 93 WKMJ. Good luck this weekend.
You guys, I really appreciate it. Merry Christmas to everybody. Everybody have a great new year.
Same to you. Coach Kevin Luke from the Michigan Tech men's basketball team right here on Mix 93 WKMJ. Huskies drive time continues right after these.